I'm Mary Obana. I help people get unstuck. We are all meant to have full joy, pure love, complete fulfillment, and peace. You know what else? Each of us has a light, a unique gift that we are to find and share with the world. It's why we're here. It's who we're meant to be. But sometimes we can get stuck. Join me as I work with Spirit to help people from all walks of life receive the messages they need to hear so they can understand what's standing in the way of all the joy, fulfillment, love, and peace they are meant to have so they can get on with a life they're meant to live so they can shine. Real people, real stories, starting now.
When you get a message from Spirit, are you seeing it? Are you feeling it? Are you hearing it? How does it come to you?
How do you know when the answers or the voice in your mind is a form of higher guidance and when it's just in fact you? Sometimes it's really hard for me to distinguish the two.
Hey there. Welcome back to the Shine Podcast. And thanks for joining me for today's special Q&A episode. So since launching this podcast and writing my book, Shine, I have been asked some great questions. So I thought this episode would be fun because it's going to be devoted to answering them. So I had asked you folks to send questions in, and you did, and thank you so much. I got some great questions through email, through conversation, and through voice messages too, and I love those the most because I can actually include them for you to hear. And please keep them coming. If you go to maryobana.com/podcast, you can send or record your question. You could also leave a suggestion for a topic for a future episode. I would absolutely love that. All right. Are you ready? Let's jump right in. So this is the first question. The question is, does everyone have spirit guides? I'm not sure if I have one. The answer is yes. Everyone has spirit guides, every single one of us. And my guess is you've already been the beneficiary of that guidance already. Have you ever felt a gut instinct guiding you towards something? Maybe that nudge to go out when you didn't feel like it. And when you did, lo and behold, you ended up meeting someone that would become an important part of your life. Or how about following a random link that led you to an article about a company you ended up working for. You don't know why you clicked it, but you did. Or have you ever had that situation happen where you came upon an accident that you just missed and you wondered, what would have happened if that call I was on had ended sooner, or I didn't have to run back to the house to grab something I'd forgotten? All those things. All those circumstances you might think of as coincidences, but I'm here to tell you these are not coincidences. Instead, I think of them more as these synchronistic events, guiding you with purpose, sometimes with a meaning that you only later really understand. So yes, you have spirit guides, and not just one, and they're always with you and always trying to guide you to what is in your highest and best interest, aligned with your truth, your highest self. Some people often ask me, what is your higher self? What is that all about? Think of your higher self as the truest, most authentic form of who you really are, like the essence of who you are, the you that lives without judgment, without expectation, without fear, without disappointment, the you that lives only in love and peace and joy, the you that's connected to all this awesome infinite intelligence. Your guides want you to live there, and that's what they do, guide you back to who you really are. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, so here's the next question.
Hi, Mary. This is Christina from Scituate, and I am curious to know, when you get a message from Spirit, are you seeing it? Are you feeling it? Are you hearing it? How does it come to you? Thanks.
This is such a great question because it's important to know that guidance does come in many forms. So guidance from the non-physical spirit to the physical, us here, is transmitted through vibration, right? So for one, that vibration is received then translated verbally. For someone else, it might be translated visually. For another, through a feeling or a deep knowing. And it could also be a combination of all of these things. For me, I hear the guidance. It comes through to me in the form of cogent, fully structured thoughts, sentence after sentence, just as if you were speaking to me. But I have to tell you, it wasn't always that way. It started earlier, like years ago, as more of a feeling. And honestly, then I didn't really think of it as spiritual guidance. I just thought of it more as my own intuition or gut instinct. And I now know that that's what it was. And I'm guessing this may be true for many of you. You know, those instincts or that intuition that you get, that is spiritual guidance that comes through a feeling. It can be visual, like words on a sign, or it could come through vivid dreams or mental images that pop into your mind. I had this one crazy thing happen years ago. My husband Michael's father had passed away, and we were running late and trying to get into Boston from Cape Cod, and typically tons of traffic at this time of the morning, and we could not believe it, but we flew without any issues right through no traffic. It was bizarre. And then the craziest thing, this big white paneled truck goes by and it says Warren. That's all. Just big letters, Warren. That was my husband's father's name. Weirdest thing, right? Warren, like what? Why is that word on that truck? Anyways, that's an example of words or visual signs that you might get from your guides. But I'm convinced to this day that, let's just say, traffic was clear for us. And by the way, to go back to the auditory guidance, it doesn't always come through like it does for me. You know, I hear fully structured sentences. Messages can come through in other ways, like the lyrics of a song that strike you in a powerful way. It can be something someone says, messages that come through others to you. It could be through a conversation or a book or a combination of sources with the same messages. Our guides are trying their best to get the messages to us so that we can receive them. It's actually really fun when you get tuned into it all because you'll find yourself laughing as you get them or saying, this is crazy. No way. Anyways, thanks, Christina, for that awesome question. Okay, on to the next one. This question is, I want to connect with my guidance, but I don't hear anything. What can I do? So, there are two things to address in this question. The first is, you mentioned you don't, quote, hear anything. You may be waiting for words, but as we just discussed, your guidance may be coming through in other ways to you. So keep all those senses open. Be aware of all of it because it may be coming in a form that you're not expecting. I also think, by the way, it's super helpful to take notes and get a notebook or a journal where you can jot all these things down in one place. Sometimes messages come through and you aren't connecting the dots. So if you ever think, I wonder if that was a message, whatever form that may be in, the dream you had, the words that you seem to, you know, keep hearing or overhearing, just write it down. Because when you write them down and read them back, they can strike you in a really profound way. So definitely do that. But to get to the core of the question, what can you do to connect with your guidance? This is the big, big question, right? Okay, I'm going to tell you how you can connect with your guidance. Are you ready? I'm spending the most time on this answer to do it justice because it's not a quick answer, but I hopefully a super helpful one for you. Okay. So to connect, or more accurately, receive the messages, because they're always transmitting, you have to be tuned in. You have to allow and tune in to the messages. So the question then becomes, well, how do you do that? So if you read my book, Shine, we go through this in detail, but we can unknowingly put up a wall that stands in the way of receiving all the guidance that you want to get, and even help you understand what your light is. You know, if you don't know already, you know, there are things that can block you from kind of really recognizing what that is. But all of these answers can be received. So to tune in, you have to lower that wall of resistance. And there are four things you need to do to tune in. All right. The first is you have to be on the right energetic frequency to connect with your guidance. It's kind of like tuning into the right channel. It's actually really easy and you do it naturally all the time, but we're going to talk about more about this in a moment. So again, the first one is making sure you're on the right frequency. The second thing is you have to create some space for the messages to be noticed. I call this quieting your mind. Again, we're going to talk about this in more detail. You also have to, three, accept that messages are making their way to you. And fourth, you have to surrender. So I'm going to go into each of these a little more specifically because I think I have to in order for them to be helpful for you. All right. So the first thing, let's talk about that frequency thing or vibration. So we're all comprised of energy. So you're giving off vibrations all the time. If you think about it, you know what this is already. You know how you walk into a room and it doesn't feel very friendly, doesn't feel very good, right? That's because it's filled with people who are vibrating low. Conversely, you can walk into another room and there's laughter and lightness and joy. That room is filled with people who are vibrating high, right? So your emotions, how you feel, actually affect your vibration, and people can feel it, whether they acknowledge it or not. So there are two foundational emotions, love and fear. Guess what? When you operate from love, you're vibrating high. These emotions are like appreciation, gratitude, love, kindness, compassion. When you're thinking good thoughts, your vibration goes up. When you operate from fear, emotions like doubt, judgment, anger, despair, worry, guess what? You're vibrating low. So our vibration goes up or down depending upon how we're feeling. So our spirit guides only come from a place of love. They don't come from anywhere else. So guess what? They only vibrate high. Okay, so spirit guides are vibrating high. For us to connect to that guidance, we have to get ourselves on the same frequency. We have to vibrate high. So it's kind of like tuning into the right channel, right? If the guidance is transmitting, let's say on FM, and you're hanging out on AM, it doesn't mean the guidance isn't happening. It just means you aren't receiving it because you aren't tuned in to the right vibrational frequency. Okay, so if you already are in a high vibration, you know, you're filled with love, your gratitude, joy, awesome. If you aren't, and of course this changes all the time, right? You have to work on raising your vibration to get there. Okay, so again, your guides are vibrating high because they only live in a place of love. You've got to get yourself on the same vibration place, level, in order to connect with that message, right? So how do you raise your vibration if your vibration isn't where it needs to be? The fastest way is to get into a state of gratitude, genuine gratitude. And I mean genuine gratitude. So for instance, if you think, oh, I'm grateful for having a roof over my head, but deep down, you feel angst for the water heater that just blew out and now you have to replace? Well, guess what? That's not going to work. Vibration works off of what you're actually feeling. It's the ultimate truth detector, okay? So what do? Think about something that will immediately put a smile on your face. I'm laughing because my dog is with me right now. So you have that feeling of pure joy that washes over you without a trace of worry. You've heard me say this before, but I'll say it again. So I have this dog who just yapped. He never yaps, but he just did. For me, whenever I think of my adorable fluffy dog, Rudy, who is right with me as I speak, of course, as you know, that sweet little face, he is just pure love always. So whenever I think of him, I just get this wash of joy over me. So that's the best way for me to get into a good vibrational state, okay? Because he's just pure love. So step one, get on the same frequency as your guides. Got to raise that vibration. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's step one. Step two, quiet your mind. So when our minds are busy, you know, continuously working through problems, shuffling priorities, overthinking, it's really easy to miss the communication that's coming through for you. So receiving guidance requires a quieting of the mind. The messages are coming. The question is, are you noticing? If you have a busy, active mind, it's like being in a crowded, buzzing room. It can be easy to miss what someone is saying to you, even if they're right in front of your face, right? So much distraction, so much noise. That's what that's like when you have a busy mind. So quieting your mind clears the decks and enables you to create space to receive the messages. This is the one that took a long time for me to nail. I mean, a long time. I mean, I had moments of quiet for sure, but they were jammed in and sandwiched between craziness, a business to run, a family to take care of, a to-do list a mile long, an overactive mind, always processing. For me, it wasn't until I incorporated a true meditation practice into my life that things shifted. For years, I tried just about everything. Apps, guided meditations, meditating to music, focus meditations, but nothing ever seemed to stick. I can actually devote an episode to this at a later time if you're all interested, but I finally found something that worked for me and was super easy. And I attributed this meditation practice to helping quiet my mind, which was an incredibly busy mind. So I now meditate twice daily, and I haven't missed a day since I started nearly a year ago. But it doesn't have to be meditation. Some can quiet their mind successfully by taking walks on the beach or sitting quietly looking over a site you love or running. Anything that enables you to stop the noise that fills your mind is good, but it has to be done regularly. It has to be deliberate and intentional. So there's a difference between taking walks daily and taking walks with the intention of quieting your mind. You see what I mean? They're kind of different. So you have to be intentional with it. It's not like, oh, I can just take a walk and that'll work. No, you have to really focus on quieting your mind to make it work. Okay. For me, meditation was a great way for me to clear my mind. But I have to also say, I didn't receive messages during meditation. It was the quietness and calm meditation gave me that allowed me to hear the messages that were trying to make their way to me. Okay, so again, second step is quieting your mind. Okay, three, accept that you do have guides and messages are trying to make their way to you. So our guides want to connect with us. They want you to receive the messages they've been sending all along, but you have to believe, you have to trust fully in it. There's nothing that can get in the way of connecting with your guides more than doubt. Doubt, shuts you down. Doubt tunes you out. Doubt is like putting a big fat wall up. The transmission is happening, but you are unable to receive anything. Because doubt is one of those things that, one, if you doubt, you may not even notice anything because you don't really believe it, right, is happening. And even if you do notice something, doubt will drive you to second guess it. Doubt is the ultimate disconnection to spiritual guidance. All right. So trust me, you do have guides and messages are trying to make their way to you. You just have to be open to it. Okay. Accept that they are coming to you. All right. Believe it. Okay. Number four, you have to surrender. This can be a challenge for those that feel uncomfortable relinquishing control because our egos have convinced us over many years that relinquishing control is a sign of weakness. It is not. For many, this is the very thinking that's made it difficult to connect to your spiritual guidance to begin with. So drop the hands that you've guarded yourself with so the walls of a resistance can be lowered at last. Okay? So the fourth is surrender. All right? So again, one, get on the same vibrational frequency. Two, quiet your mind. Three, accept that messages are coming to you. And finally, surrender. But I'm also going to add one last thing that for me has been really important. You have to ask. You have to ask. The guidance through nudges that had been there all along for me, of course, was, you know, coming, but the stream of communication, the ability to directly get information, answers to my questions, all those things, that was a whole new level of connection. And that didn't happen until I asked, which happened when I was taking that course with Gabby Bernstein, which I had referenced before in previous episodes. But so this is what I do. Whenever I want to connect with my guides, I actually sit down, get super quiet, and then I say the same thing every time. I say, thank you, guides of the highest truth and compassion, for revealing to me what I need to know for my highest and best. Okay, so that's what I say. Or if I have something specific I'm wrestling with, I'll say, you know, thank you for revealing to me what I need to do about blah, 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 whatever the situation is, and so forth. Okay, and notice the language. Thank you guys for revealing to me. It's assumptive, right? It's assumptive. I'm already thanking them for telling me what I need to know. I'm not saying, gosh, super would be super great if... I'm already thanking them because I'm already in a state of allowing, right? And then I just tune in for the answer. And if you don't get anything right away, be patient and be aware. And always go through these steps again to be sure you're really following them. Because this isn't a one and done type of thing. This is a practice. So stick with it and trust that the guidance will come. Okay? So that's it. That's a super long answer to a great question. So thank you for asking that one. All right. Let's get on to the next one.
Hi, Mary. My name is Karen. I'm from Needham, Massachusetts. And I had a question for you. How do you know when the answers or the voice in your mind is a form of higher guidance and when it's just in fact you? Sometimes it's really hard for me to distinguish the two. Thanks.
Karen, you are not alone. I got this question repeatedly, actually, so I'm really excited to answer it. So guidance from the highest realm comes from pure love. If what you are hearing feels like it's coming from a place of love, trust it. Never second guess messages of love and peace. Accept them. Surrender to them, as we kind of just talked about. Believe that what you're receiving is meant for you and believe that you're loved and guided always. Spiritual guidance never comes with or evokes feelings of fear, judgment, doubt, or is comparative. So if you ever are hearing, do you really think you can do that? Or you're so much better than that person, of course you'll get that job. Right? Those thoughts aren't coming from higher guidance, okay? Because they never come with anything that evokes in you fear, judgment, doubt, or comparison, okay? They only have messages of love. So the other thing is also tune into how you're feeling when you receive that guidance. Truth has a funny way of sitting well with you. You know, truth always comes with this deep knowing, a resonance that always, you know, comes with it, right? You know it's right. The guidance may not even be the answer you expected, or it may not even be the answer you hope for, but it still feels right. Truth feels a certain way. This is when you really know it's to be trusted. Okay, so I hope that helps. This question comes from Serena. She asks, I definitely feel stuck. Why isn't what I want happening? I feel like the universe isn't listening. For this question, I thought it would be best to turn to my guide, Peter, for the answer. And this is what he said. Hello, Serena. We are always receiving what you are asking for energetically, which is driven by what you are feeling. It is true that energy attracts like energy. If your feelings are focused on the lack of what you don't have, you're going to get more of the lack you don't have. If you are focused on the feeling of joy and delight that what you desire will bring, this is what you will receive. Focus on the feeling of having, not wanting. One other note. Timing is divine. There are times when you must learn or experience something before you are ready to receive that which you so desire. You must trust the timing. You are so loved. Thank you, Peter. And thank you for your question, Serena. Okay, I think we have time for two last questions. This question comes from a listener in Hawaii. The question is, what is a reading? I'm really glad this question came in because I realize I have referenced readings in previous episodes, but never really explained in detail what it is. So, a reading is when someone uses their intuitive abilities to give you information. And there are many types of readings. Some people are able to read your energy and share previous life experiences, as an example. Some focus on connecting you to loved ones that have passed. It all depends on what you're looking for and what that reader's specialized area of expertise is. Okay. When I do readings, think of me as a connector. My focus is on connecting you directly to your guides. So as I've shared, your guides know everything about you, every experience, every thought. They always know what it is you need to know at any point in time to serve your highest purpose. They introduce themselves by name. You get to meet your guides. It's actually a lot of fun. But it also helps kind of solidify the connection and cultivate a special relationship. So it kind of makes it really real, you know? The truth is, and we've talked a lot about this today, everyone can connect directly to their guides themselves if they work at it. But sometimes they need some help getting started, or the guidance or messages aren't coming through as clearly as they want. And some people just prefer to connect in this way. I love being able to do this for people, and I love the messages that come through for them. It's so much fun. So anyways, thank you for asking that question. All right. The last question, here it goes. I'm a bit afraid to connect with spirit. What if something evil or dark comes in? This is a great question for Peter to respond to. So here's what he shared. We are glad that you asked this question, for we would be saddened to know you are missing your chance to connect and receive direct spiritual guidance because of the fear that you have in your thoughts. When you connect to spirit, you must come to the connection from a place of love. Much like the discussion earlier about being on the right frequency to connect with us, we are only love. To connect with us, you must come from a place of love as well. We in the highest realm come from a place where evil does not exist. There is no darkness. There is no evil, only love. Know this to be true. We love you all so much and are here to help you serve your highest and best purpose. To live in truth, to live with joy, peace, love, fulfillment. This is our wish for you. This is what you deserve. This is what you are meant to have. All of our work is to help you reach that which you are destined to have. That's what you are meant to have. So when you come to us for guidance, you must come with an open heart, pure love, and trust. leave the fear behind. To connect with us, there is only love. Thank you for that. I can tell you from personal experience, all the messages I have ever received personally or messages that have been communicated through a reading have only been loving, beautiful messages. Nothing but. Never any hint of darkness or anything else. This is one of the reasons I love this work so much, because it's all so beautiful. All right. Well, that wraps our first Q&A episode. Thank you all so much for all the questions. This episode could not have happened without you. If you have other questions or follow-up questions, maybe that came up as you've listened to this episode, send them to me at maryobana.com/podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope this has been helpful. Remember, everyone can connect and benefit from the guidance that awaits you. Be well. Be kind and shine that special light of yours. The world needs it. Until next time, take it easy.